Psychiatrists know that fears and specific phobias, like being scared of spiders or needles, tend to run in families. And now, thanks to a new study, we know that smell might be playing a part in the process. Jacek Dambietz at the University of New York made female rats frightened of the smell of peppermint and found that if they experience their fear in the presence of their young, they can pass on their aversion, and they do it by releasing a fear pheromone.
As a psychiatrist, I often see children of anxious parents that are anxious. So I wanted to understand how this anxiety, how this fear is passed from parents to children. And for that reason, we trained female rats to be scared of a smell. In our experiment, we use a peppermint smell. So when the female rats were sniffing the smell, we gave them very mild electric shocks to produce fearful responses in these rats. Then we matched them with males, and when they get pregnant and deliver their babies, we re-expose them to the smell in the presence of their newborn pups. And we observed that the pups later expressed fear and avoidance of the smell. And it was dependent on the mother expressing fear to the smell in their presence.
How do you know that the mother was actually frightened of the smell?
So rodents that are usually like very, very mobile, they move a lot, but when they are scared, they freeze, they don't move.
And when you then tested the pups, was that in the same way? You just presented this smell to them and then you saw them freezing as well?
Well, we did actually two behavioral tests. One was exposure to the smell, and indeed we observed that exposure to the smell caused them to freeze. And another test we did, it's a maze that has a shape of the letter Y, two arms. In one arm, we placed the smell that was triggering maternal fear, and in the other arm, we had a neutral smell. And what we observed that the pups, they were avoiding the arm with the smell that was causing mother to be scared.
So how do you think that the pups are picking up on their mother's fear and then learning to be frightened of the same thing that she is?
The pups, like 6-7 days old pups, cannot see and cannot hear. So we hypothesized the pups learn about maternal fear through smells. And in one experiment, we isolated pups from the mothers, and we scared the mother, and at the same time, through the tubing, we pumped the air from the mother to the pups. And that was enough for the pups to learn about maternal fear. We then looked at the activity of the brain, and we found that the site that process smells were activated, and also another important site of the brain that is known to be involved in detecting danger, the amygdala, was also activated.
So putting all this together, some kind of smell is given out by a frightened mother. It goes to her offspring, and the presence of that scared smell, plus whatever the smell is that she's experiencing at the same time, tells these youngsters to themselves establish the same fear circuitry in the brain that the mother's got, so they're frightened of the same thing in future.
Correct.
But at the moment, you don't know what the chemical is that's triggering this infectious fear response.
We don't know, but we have some hints. In earlier studies, researchers isolated so-called alarm pheromone, so a substance that mice or rat produces when it's facing any threat. Other mice or rats pick it up. We looked at the structures in the pup's brain that process alarm pheromones, and we found that these structures were activated.
Do you think this fear transmission effect can also happen in humans?
I do think, I believe, and I kind of almost convinced that it does, because we have clinical studies showing that children of parents who, for example, have a dental phobia, so have the fear of dentist, that these children will likely develop this fear of a dentist too. And there are also other phobias that are transmitted from parents. In this case, I say parents because dads and their emotions matter too. Now, the question is how these fears are transmitted. We know from human studies that babies are very sensitive to the emotions that mom expresses. One of the well-known phenomena is so-called social referencing. When the infant is with a mom or with a dad and a stranger approaches, if the mom, let's say, is smiling, is happy, then the baby will welcome the stranger. But if the mom is upset, then the baby may be upset, unhappy. So we know that the babies really respond to emotional communication.
Fascinating. So there might actually be a grain of truth in the claim that you can smell another person's fear. That was Jacek Dambietz at the University of New York.